Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the Most High Yahweh, our Elohim, the creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is our King, our Savior, and the only Redeemer of the world. Today, my people, what a beautiful time. We have already approached a new year. Hallelujah. And my people, today we're going to talk about this time. We're going to talk about the importance of this time. And we're going to talk about various other things that if we don't watch it, we may find ourselves in a whole new time period rather than the time, the appointed time that the Almighty has given us in His Word, in His laws, in His statutes and commandments. Oh, you don't want to miss today's broadcast because it's going to be a blessing to everyone that is able to listen in. But in the meantime, we're going to praise Yah today. Hallelujah. And we're going to hear a great song of praise to the Most High called Yah's Eye.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good, keep your tongue from lies. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good, keep your tongue from lies. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Yahweh's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole world. There is nothing unseen from the King of Kings, He who made all things. Let us glorify His glorious and fearful name by acknowledging this Sabbath day with joyfulness. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fearing Yahweh and keeping His commandments is all that matters. And I know that whatsoever Elohim do with it shall be forever. The entire earth shall tremble with terror by His presence. He that made the eye shall He not see. He that made the ear shall He not hear. Yahweh's judgment is near. He will plead with us face to face. I trust in Your infinite wisdom. Yahweh, show us grace because we love You. There is no Elohim besides You, You know not in it. The idols that my people put their trust in ain't worth a penny. But You, Yahweh, are the King. You, Yahweh, are the Judge. You, Yahweh, are the Lawgiver. You, Yahweh, will save us.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good, keep your tongue from lies. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good, keep your tongue from lies. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place.
We'll put that
be working the judgment, whether it's good or evil. He who born you from the womb, who then will you make equal unto Yah? The idols are silver and cold. My people walking in darkness from all the lies that were told. Staying true to the scriptures, there ain't no need to do wrong. Giving glory to Yah, cause he made it all on his own. And with his right on me divided, the ways of the sea. Trust in Yah and be established. Fear him and then cleave unto his laws and be strong. Yeah, one thing that I know is if a man don't stand for something, then he gon' fall in a hole. There's only one way to go. Elohim is my hope. My folks afflicted, addicted, zoned out and strong on that dope called idolatry. Christianity, all the myths. Choose the good and be blessed. But we chose wickedness. Thus we be cursed cause we refuse to follow Yah's rules. Beware cause Yah's eyes are watching your every move.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lying. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lying. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. My name is Morey Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you to this broadcast. For today, my people, we're blessed. We're actually in the eighth day of the first month of the year. And when I say we, I'm speaking of Yahweh's chosen people. And who is Yahweh's chosen people? Yahweh chose a people that he loved more than all the families of the earth. And he gave us a covenant of laws, statutes, and commandments that we were never to break. But what did we do? We found ourselves that our ancestors served other gods of other nations of people, developed their religions, and began to teach it to our children. And next thing you know, we had generations of people teaching lies and deceit. So we're blessed today. Those that have eyes and can see spiritually, and ears that can hear spiritually, truly, this day is a blessing for you, because today we're going to speak today of the season that Yahweh brought us out of Egypt. Is there anything better to speak of than freedom that Yahweh released us out of his love and his mercy and his kindness, so that we can know exactly what to do at this time of year? Many people all over the world, my people, I'm telling you what I know from the word of the mighty Yahweh. People do not even know what time it is. You know how we used to say all the time, what's going on, what's happening? You know, what time is it? My people don't know what time it is. As a nation, we don't even know how to count time. We've been so indoctrinated and polluted with the ways of heathens, with the philosophies of men that say they know the Almighty, that say they know God, that say they worship him and that he speaks to them in the night or the day. But we find that a whole lot of people are going to be ashamed when it comes down to the real truth of the Almighty, because he didn't give his word to everyone. Let's make sure we understand that. That's why the first book that we're going to go to today is the book of Psalms. Let's go to Psalms and talk about the season that we came out of Egypt. Let's go to Psalms, the 147th chapter. Psalms, the 147th chapter, We're going to read two verses, the 19th and 20th verse, so we can understand how we were always to receive knowledge. It states, "He showed his word unto Jacob," Psalms 147, the 19th and 20th verse. "He showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation, and as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yahweh." Hallelujah. So in other words, the psalmist is saying, hallelujah, praise Yahweh, that he gave his word and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. And we're Israel, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth, those that have lost their names, those that have been indoctrinated by the ways of heathens, those that keep up the most of the days of their life run by a calendar they have hanging on their walls, not even knowing how to tell the time that Yahweh has decreed from the foundation of the earth. And it's a shame, because not only do the heathens don't know what time it is, mainly, as Yahweh told the prophet Isaiah, he said, the earth is in darkness, but gross darkness to people, meaning his people is in gross darkness. And it's a shame that we don't know what the Almighty himself have done for us and why he did these things for us, because we don't know our times. We don't even know the season that he brought us out of Egypt. We don't even know who we are. And we certainly don't know who the Creator is. Well, today is going to be an attempt to speak to all of my people whom I love dearly from the bottom of my heart. And that's why this program is occasion. I'm blessed to be at the House of Israel of Atlanta. These are beautiful people that love the Creator and love our people. And it is them that have helped to bring this broadcast into fruition by the power of what Yahweh gives us. So we praise Yahweh, because this broadcast wouldn't even be on if we weren't keeping his commandments, even concerning tithes and offerings, all the things the Creator decreed. The Almighty wanted for his exaltation. And that's what this time of the year represents. Our holy days is not like anyone else's. And he only gave his word to us. So if we're going to be righteous, that means we better be dedicated to studying and meditating on his laws, because the law is the truth. Let's go to the book of Psalms, the 119th chapter, and let me prove my point. Psalms, the 119th chapter, let's see what the true and living Elohim wants us to know. In Psalms 119, starting at the 42nd verse, 142nd verse. "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth." So in other words, Yahweh's righteousness lasts forever. The things that he has decreed, they stand forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. And of course, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. So we can depend on him. We can depend on his word. We can certainly depend on his laws. And undoubtedly, his commandments. So that's why, if we don't understand what the Almighty has decreed forever, we could lose our pathway. We could wind up wandering out of the way. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's understand some things. This is what it says in Proverbs 21. Let's go to Proverbs, the 21st chapter. Proverbs 21. And let's see what the word of the true and living Elohim is going to say to us. This is what it says in the 16th verse of the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. So in other words, the Almighty never wanted us to wander out of the way of understanding. Once we understand what the words of the true and living Elohim says, we are to keep it. Because the righteous, there's a path that you are walking in. If you're fearing the Almighty, he has you on a path. So you're going to know what time it is. You're going to know what season it is. You're going to know who you are. You're going to know who the Most High are, who he is. You're going to know all these things because the Almighty is going to lead you in the path of righteousness for his holy name's sake. So let's see. Let's see if the Almighty is truly going to lead his people in the path of righteousness. And of course, the answer is yes. And this is one of the ways that he do this. This is one of the ways that you can trust the Creator. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let's go there. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And see what thus said Yahweh. Look what the Creator lets us know emphatically concerning his word, concerning his laws, concerning his statutes and his commandments. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, starting at the 14th verse, I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Now, what does this mean? That simply means whatever the Creator does, it's forever. When Yahweh made the heavens, the earth, the sea, the lights, the birds, the trees, when he made these things, he made these things forever. And he made laws in the earth. But of course, this is what Yahweh told us so that we won't be tricked and duped. This is what he told us that we better be aware of in the future so that we can know what it means when Yahweh told us whatsoever he does, it shall be forever. Don't let no one fool you in time. See, sometimes time can make one wander out of the way. And the best thing for you to do is to try to get back to the right path. Some people wandered out of the path, and the Most High had to bring us back. Maybe you just thought you were right. You leaned to your own understanding. You went through a way that seemed right. But the end thereof is a way to death. Because if it don't match up with this word, the Almighty is going to kill us. Y'all said, man don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh does man live. So we better pay close attention to how we ought to take the words of the Almighty. Because some people limit the Creator. They limit him. And we must understand Yahweh didn't never want us to limit him. For instance, let's go to Isaiah, the 24th chapter. Isaiah, the 24th chapter. Hallelujah. And let's see what the true and living Elohim has to say to us. This is what it reads in verse 4. It says, the earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, and broken the everlasting covenant. Oh my goodness. We must understand that the earth has been defiled. I mean, in so many ways, because the laws have been transgressed against. They've changed the ordinances. And we must understand that word ordinance, y'all, cuts deep. You're going to find yourself, if you don't know the ordinances of the Almighty, you're going to find, my people, how important it is that you realize that when Yahweh doeth anything, as it says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14, whatever he doeth, it shall be forever. Don't let no one fool you to think that it has changed. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear Yahweh and depart from evil. And this is an evilness. This is a mighty big evilness. This is an evilness to the extent that Yahweh is saying that the ordinances that he has established, people have tried to change it and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. So in other words, the ones that dwell in the earth, the ones that have violated and changed the ordinances of the Almighty to their own mindset, desolate means they're guilty, and you have to pay. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. See, it's only going to be a few men when the Almighty get ready to judge the earth. Creator told us in Isaiah, the 13th chapter, he said, after he judged the world and punishes the world for their iniquities and sins, he said that a man is going to be more precious than fine gold. So in other words, it's going to be like to see a man walking around. To see a man walking around, even today. Even today, a lot of our brothers are locked up. They're either locked up, a punk, dead, or something has completely happened to them. And you have to understand, my people, we're in a bad state. And we as black men, especially, we are the sons of the living Elohim. And we are not even standing up for the everlasting covenants, for the everlasting ordinances, for the greatest laws given to man that never changes. We are not even standing for the laws of our own maker, mainly because we don't understand his laws, and they are so fundamentally simple to the wise. A hint to the wise is sufficient. So in other words, knowledge comes easy to those that have understanding, but the wicked shall not understand. That's the word of the Almighty. For instance, we're going to see, because we're talking about the season that he brought us out of the land of Egypt. Look what the Creator told us in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Let's go all the way to to the words of the true and living Elohim in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, and let's read starting at the first verse. This is a beautiful time. Today I've been keeping the laws of the Almighty. I've been taking the leaven out of my house, all the leaven, whether it's edible, cleaning materials, because Yahweh said nothing leaven shall be found in our houses. So we have to understand what that means. Those things that are fermented, and the Almighty didn't want us to have yeast nowhere in our homes. So we have to understand when Yahweh decrees something, Yahweh said it stands forever. He said nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And he said he does it that men should reverence him, fear before him, respect the Creator, take him at his word, because Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. Exodus, the 12th chapter, let's see what Yahweh told Moses and Aaron when we were in the land of Egypt. This is what it says in the first verse. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And that's where we're at today. Do you know, my people, that we are in the eighth day, according to the law of Yahweh, in counting the new year? We have already approached it. The first day of the new year was just this past Sunday. Did you know that, my people? So, must I say, if we don't understand the words of the true and living Elohim, we'll find ourselves lost, completely lost. We don't go by a calendar on the walls. We don't go by a calendar that some man made up. We're not like the heathens. Did you know the Almighty gave us a way to determine how you would know the first day of the month and the beginning of the moons? Because moon and month is a synonymous. So in other words, the word month, when you see it, corresponds with the beginning of your moons. And of course, when he say beginning of your moons, he's speaking of the new moons. And he's speaking of the first month of the year. And he didn't name it in this chapter. But guess what? We're going to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, and we're going to see the name that Yahweh gave to this month. And these things can never be too often emphasized, because our people have been duped, tricked, and they are totally lost and blind to even the season and the time the Creator brought us out of Egypt. And Yahweh wanted everything in its appointed time, everything that we had to give him, our offerings to him. It had to be given to him in its proper time. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the first verse, it says, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. So in other words, he gives us the month. He gives us the law concerning what month it is. And that's the month of Abib. Now the word Abib means the month of the green ears, the tender herbs. This wasn't just, you notice he didn't say observe the first month of the year. See, everybody had a first month of the year. The Babylonians had a first month of the year. The Egyptians had a first month of the year. And most every Egyptian and Babylonian calendar had 12 months because all of them went by what is called a lunar calendar. And lunar means you go by a set amount of months, 12 months, 30 days in every month. But Yahweh didn't give us a solid by itself lunar calendar. Matter of fact, he didn't give us a calendar at all. Yahweh gave us something that he didn't give no one else. Hallelujah. He gave us something that's precious. He gave us something that we could see no matter where we were in the world. And we're going to see right now, because this is the only way that you're going to know that this is the season that we came out of Egypt. Abib means the month of the green ears of grain. And, of course, if you look in the book of Exodus, chapter 9, we're going to find how Yahweh, when he punished the Egyptians, what was going on. I tell you what was going on. Yahweh was attempting in the ninth chapter to put a curse on the Egyptians, a plague on the Egyptians, that he was going to rain hail mingled with fire. Oh, my goodness. And look what it did. When he rained hail mingled with fire, it says in the 24th verse of Exodus 9, so there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, all vegetation, that's what that means, and break every tree of the field. See, because all any other times, you don't have, at certain points, you don't have herbs in the fields. Because if it's in the winter season, you're not going to basically have no herbs just growing up at a certain point at this time. And this is what we're going to see, what time it was. At this time, what kind of vegetation that was out there? How did it look? It's all here. And I'm going to let you know, because we're going to get right to it, at the 31st verse. This is what type of vegetation it was. It says, and the flax and the barley was smitten, meaning as a result of the hail. For the barley was in the ear. When you look at this, this translates into the Hebrew, abib, meaning the barley turned abib. It's a yellowish green color. And this is what the barley looked like. It was tender. It was immature. It was new. It's just like just recently you saw the leaves blossoming out of the little white buds. You saw that for yourself, because this makes sense. You see now the green grass. You see the grass that used to be brown because it withered. You see it came back to life because this is a new year. The earth is rejuvenating itself. This is not only you see the green and the new leaves and the flowers, you're seeing a new season called summer. This is the beginning of summer. For we had no spring and fall. All that's dealing with the worship of sun god, where he sprang and fell back. All this had something to do with idolatry. The scriptures let us know in Genesis 8, verse 22, that Yahweh gave us summer and winter. He said, as long as the earth remained, summer, winter, cold heat, day and night, seed time and harvest would never cease. Hallelujah. And the Almighty right here letting you know that he said that the barley was in the ear and the flax was bold. So these things were bold and they were in the ear and they were tender and green like we were when we was coming out of Egypt, because we were very sensitive. Yahweh was teaching us, and that's what he's showing us in Exodus 12. He's actually introducing what a new year means to us. Exodus 12. He said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months, shall be the first month of the year to you. Not to others, but to you. And it was when the tender herbs were green. Because my people, now when it comes to these months, you notice he told us it was the month of Abib in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the first verse. Now, how do we determine months? First of all, let's go to the foundation when the Almighty made the heavens and the earth. This is the way we find that Yahweh has given us his word and his laws and his statutes so that we would know how to determine years, so that we would know how to count our days, so we would know how to determine months, because you can't get a year except you have moons and months. And this is what he did. In Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse, look what Yahweh has established from the beginning of creation, starting at the 14th verse. He said, and Elohim said, let there be what? Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. That means in the sky, to divide the day from the night. And let them be, them, meaning let those lights that he's speaking of. And of course, he breaks them down in the 16th verse when he said, let there be two great lights he made, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. So in other words, Yahweh right here is establishing the lights. You notice he don't even call it moon and sun. It's not necessary because he called them lights. He said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Hallelujah. He didn't give this to nobody else, y'all. He only gave it to us. He gave these lights in the sky that we could acknowledge, to know what time it is, to know what seasons we're in. Because in the summer season, you get more light, don't you? You get more daylight. And of course, Yahweh never gave us a length of hours and minutes and seconds of how long a day is. But we know a day is light. That means from the beginning of the light to the end of the light. And it wasn't necessary for him to tell us how many hours is in a day. We serve an Elohim who made the sun and the moon stay in the sky where it was. That's the kind of Elohim we serve. We serve an Elohim who kicked back the sundial to give Hezekiah 15 additional years when he prayed to the Almighty. 10 degrees back. Because that's the kind of Elohim we serve. And Yahweh never gave how long a day is. Told us, don't add, don't take away. So the Most High is establishing now how we determine time. And right here, he gave us life. He didn't give us some paper to write a calendar. He didn't give us a crystal ball to read, to run to the psychic. He didn't give us to inquire of the heathens, who the Almighty said is dismayed at these signs in heaven. But rather, Yahweh gave us life. And he didn't never want us to be dismayed. He never wanted us to be confused. And only those that don't fear him will wander out of the way. And have you thinking that now you determine your days and lights just by just going through revolutions of time? No, we got to have everything. First of all, in order to know the season, we came out of Egypt. Let's keep reading about this great season. We can read continuously, starting in the 13th chapter of Exodus. See, this is the season he brought us out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Look what the Almighty told us. He told us, again, in the month of Abib, and he keeps reiterating his words. He keeps letting us know exactly what time it is so that we would know beyond the shadow of a doubt just how important it is. In Exodus, the 13th chapter, look what Yahweh told us in the 9th and 10th verse. He said, "And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand Yahweh brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year." Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. See, Yahweh gave Israel, us, the so-called African Americans, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. He gave us something that he never gave anyone else. So if anyone else, which we know that now we're the brightness of our rising has risen. Don't you know, my people, for us that have been asleep? Don't you know the white man can see that we're raising up our level of understanding? Can't you see he know we're springing up just by changing our names? Can't you know that Edom, who was at the round table to destroy us, our own brother, who the Most High said he's going to destroy? Don't you know Esau know we're rising? Don't you know Esau know that we're learning his ways? Don't you know that Esau know that we know that his ways are deceit and lies? Don't you know that Esau know that we're coming up on the truth about ourselves and him and the things that he taught our people? So, praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh has established that if anyone wants to know the truth about his laws, they have to come to us. And that includes Esau. And Esau ain't no fool. He know that we're his, Yahweh's people. So Esau realized that he got to keep on trying to convince our people that certainly you don't have to go by the laws of Yahweh. All you got to do is follow my path. Well, guess what? Esau keeps a dark moon, meaning he don't even acknowledge what Yahweh told us in Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. Yahweh had our feast days in mind before he even created a man. That's how you know that Yahweh is perfect. He told us to go by something that he never gave other nations or people. And he told us, therefore, keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. Because you might find yourselves celebrating Yahweh's new year in the wrong season. Hallelujah. So therefore, my people, Yahweh never gave a limitation, never at all, to his word. So this is why we got to go by every word that proceed out of his mouth. And some people try to add or take away. But Yahweh's word is perfect just like it is. Let's keep reading and understanding just how great the Creator is. Let's go to Numbers, the 28th chapter. Numbers, the 28th chapter. Let's read how the Almighty has decreed when we bring offerings to him. In Numbers, the 28th chapter, look what thus said Yahweh in the first verse. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me, shall you observe to offer unto me in their due season. Praise Yahweh. Everything that we gave to the Most High had to be done in its proper season. That's what due. That means it's time. It's the right time. Everything that he decreed had to be in righteousness. Because Yahweh is a perfect Elohim. So in other words, if we're not keeping the feast days that the Creator gave us, if we're not keeping them in the proper season, then we're violating his laws. And we're going to wind up finding ourselves in a whole nother season if we don't keep his commandments. And what we need to do is we need to stop leaning to our own understanding. Yahweh told us everything had to be in its proper season. And he gave us the seasons. He gave us the times from these two chapters in Numbers 28 and the 29th chapter. Furthermore, let's go to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Let's go there and see furthermore what the Almighty had to say concerning the season that we came out of Egypt. And the Almighty told us in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 5th verse, look what Yahweh told us. He said, thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee, but at the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place his name in, look what he told us. There thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at evening at the going down of the sun in the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Now this goes and cuts deep. Because as we go back and forth, because Yahweh's words is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And let's go back to Exodus 12. Because Yahweh is going to tell us every single date that he wanted us to acknowledge and how he wanted us to take out the leavened bread out of our house. And this is what he told us in the Passover itself. Look what he told us to do. Here's the instructions after he told us in the second verse when he said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And of course, the first month of the year to us denotes the summer season when it began. See, when Yahweh give us a feast, we keep it from the beginning to the end. That's how we keep his feast. And he gives us dates, fixed dates, because that's what his festivals denote. Fixed times in its proper season. When it says in this season, he's talking about fixed times that he has fixed. So in other words, let's get some understanding here. Creator told us in the Passover was the 14th day at evening. And this is what he told us in the instructions to prepare for it. He said in the third verse, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. So in other words, Yahweh was speaking to our people on the first day of the first month of the year. Obviously, because he told us that we had on the 10th day, because he told us this is the beginning of months to you. Then he told us from the 10th day, look what he told us to do with this lamb. He said in the 4th verse, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be first without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat none of it raw, nor sodden at all, with water, but roast it with fire, his head and his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And of course, the reason why we couldn't let nothing remain till the morning, because the morning was going to be another date. It was going to be the beginning of the 15th day of the first month. It was going to be the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, you shall burn it with fire. And then this is what he told us. He said, and thus shall you eat it. This is how you eat it. With your loins girded, with your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. So in other words, this was the night that Yahweh went out against the land of Egypt. This is the night. And this was counted as the night of the 14th day of the first month. Now, let's look at something. We find that the Almighty is telling us this is the night that he was going out against Egypt. And what did he do? He killed all the firstborn, the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. On this night, which was the night of the 14th day. Now let's see how consistent it is for all of the people of Yahweh that go by the truth that the Creator has established. And what truth has he established? My people, the Creator told us that we had to do something by commandment in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Let's go there. Let's see. Because we're going to open the phone lines up in just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you have a question, if you have a comment, all you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air because we want to hear from you. Let's see. Look what Yahweh commanded us in Numbers, the 10th chapter. This is what he told us to do. Starting, you may as well get right to it, starting at the 7th verse, speaking of the blowing of the trumpets. Yahweh had two trumpets made. Just read this whole chapter, starting at the first verse, where he tell you in the second verse to make the two trumpets. He spoke unto Moses, and he told him to make two trumpets of silver. A whole piece shalt thou make them, and thou that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So in other words, these trumpets that were made signified the times that we were to assemble at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, at the calling of the assemblies, when we were to gather during our feast days, and various other times that we're going to read, and for the journeying of our camps. Look what and how significant it is for us to remember these blowing of trumpets. Let's get down to the seventh verse. Get right to it. He said, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppressed you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemies. That's how important it is that we blew the trumpet, the sons of Aaron. He said also, 10th verse, check this out. Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days. That means your appointed feast days, your appointed times, such as this includes the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and certainly don't forget the Sabbath day itself. Now, look in addition to those days, what Yahweh told us to do. Remember now, in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months. See, the beginning of months to us, by the word of Yahweh in Genesis 1 verse 14, he gave us light. So in other words, when we see the crescent light of the moon, that little slither on the right, that light denotes something very special, something that you and me and the world gonna know about, because they don't know right now, and a whole lot of our people don't either. That light, when we see a sign after it has went for revolution 29 or 30 days, when we see that crescent light again, that's the sign that the next day is the first day of the new month. Now, if we see at the time during the green ears, the Abib, which is the time that he brought us out of Egypt, the season, when we see the Abib in the 12th month, then guess what? The next month denotes the beginning of months. Now, what if we don't see the Abib in the 12th month? And Yahweh never told us that after the 12th month that you must acknowledge the month of Abib. Yahweh didn't tell us always keep the first month of the year. Yahweh told us observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover. So if truly the barley is not Abib, we could not declare a new year, or we would be violating the commandment of Yahweh, because he don't change. So in other words, we ain't like other nations. We ain't like the heathen. We ain't like the white man and Esau and other people that just go by an arbitrary 12-month, 30-day-a-month calendar, 12 months a year. We don't go by our own understanding. We have to go by the law and the commandment of Yahweh. And Yahweh established that we had to observe the month of Abib. And once we count that, we know it's the light, the crescent light. It ain't just any light. It ain't just the quarter moon light. It ain't the full moon for Durin Show. And it ain't even the waning moon. But we know it is the first light. That's why it's called the new moon, the renewed moon, the rebuild moon. That's why it's called the first day of the month, is the new month, the new moon. How do I know beyond the shadow of a doubt? Before we open these phone lines up, because we want you to call us with your questions or comments. We welcome it, my people. Or anyone else. It make no difference who it is. Give us a call. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Now, in the meantime, how do we know it's that slither light? How do we know it's not the full moon? When he say the new moon, blow up the trumpets in the beginning of your moons, because moons and months are synonymous, my people. How do we know it's the crescent light on the right? Because guess what? Let's go to Psalms 81. Let's go to Psalms 81 right now with no delay, and let's see what the word of the true and living Elohim has to say. Look what it says in the third verse. It says, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Yahakov. This he ordained in yourself for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And of course, we know the language that they understood not was the Egyptian language. When Yahweh was coming out against Egypt, the Egyptians were crying and moaning, and everybody heard it in Goshen, where we were, because they were moaning loud in their native language in grief of all the dead that Yahweh struck down through the death angel. He told us to stay in our home because we didn't go nowhere that night. Yahweh didn't bring us out of Egypt that night. We had to wait till the morning, the next day, when the Passover was over. He passed over our houses, but he killed the Egyptians, as he said in his words. But let's look at something very peculiar in the third verse. This is what it says. It says, blow up the trumpet in the new moon. Then there's a comma behind that. Then he said, in the time appointed. Did you know, my people, that in the time appointed translates into the full moon, when the moon is full? It says, these are the instructions, because this is in harmony with what you read with Numbers, the 10th chapter. We blew the trumpet, the sons of Aaron, in the new moons, in the beginning of our months. We blew the trumpets, comma. Then it says, and when the moon is full. Do your own study, my people. Do your own research. That means blow it also when the moon is full on our solemn feast day. So in other words, the solemn feast day when Yahweh brought and went against Egypt, that night, if truly you go by the true new moon, then you're going by the new light. And I could use that because that's what he used in Genesis 1. He didn't even call it the moon. He said, or the sun. He said that he made two great lights. He said, let there be lights in the firmament. He said, let them be for signs let them be for seasons. That means appointed times. The summer season is an appointed time. The Passover is an appointed time. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is appointed time. The Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Trumpets. The Day of Atonement. The Feast of Tabernacles. The Sabbath day. They all went in harmony. We know the Sabbath day was decreed by Yahweh in the seventh day of creation. And the Almighty, that's why we went by solar and lunar, which means we went by the sun and the moon. We were not like heathens. We didn't just acknowledge just the moon's time. We didn't go by no set time like that. We went by in harmony the lights that Yahweh designated for our signs, for seasons, for days and years. That's how we forever, because whatever Elohim do it, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. And guess what? It looks like, oh my goodness, it looks like if we don't watch it, we're going to wind up letting the heathen have us thinking that the ordinances of Yahweh have changed. And we don't want to do that, because Yahweh don't change. But something very peculiar is in this third verse of Psalms 81. He told us to blow the trumpet at two different times. He said, in the new moon, beginning of month, and in the time appointed. And that meant on our solemn feast day, which was during the time that Yahweh went out against Egypt. I read it to you. Look at the fifth verse. This he ordained in Yosef for a testimony. When he went out through the land of Egypt, that means when he was killing the firstborn. The word went out through means against. Is that not what Yahweh said in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter? Did he not say in Exodus 12, starting at the 12th verse, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against the deities of Egypt, I will execute judgment. So, my people, when the Passover began, when the moon was full in the evening of the 14th day, all that night, even until the morning of the 15th day, it was a full moon, a complete moon, a plump moon. That's what he's telling you. Because I'm saying, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when you see new moons, they begin with the beginning of light. That's why it's called new moon. That's why it's called a new month, beginning of months. So therefore, it was a full moon when the Creator went out against Egypt. And guess what? Today is the eighth day. Let's talk about it. Today is the eighth day of the month. So in other words, we're going to see, beyond the shadow of a doubt, if we're right on the money, we're going to see if it's a full moon on the Sabbath evening, this coming Sabbath evening, Sabbath night, all the way into the next morning. We're going to see if the moon is full. And I'm putting a challenge out there. I want us to witness something. We ain't got to talk about what we think. Let's see Yahweh as a witness, his sign, because that's what they are. Yah said he didn't want his people to be dismayed at the signs of heaven. So let's see if the moon is going to be full. Let's see for those that decree and understand that when it says new moon, it means the new light, the slither to the right. Let's see if we're right. That's what I want. I want to be right. I want my people to be right. I want us to be right on time. But let's see if that moon going to be full this coming Sabbath, that evening, that night, because that's the 14th day of the first month. Hallelujah. And like I said, I know we went a little over time, but must I say, my people, we welcome your questions. We welcome your comments. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, I've got to say this. I praise Yahweh that he is perfect. See, he put in this book for us to know that he wants you to look up and see what he put in the heavens, because they're telling us something that you can't hear an audible voice, but they're telling you something no matter where we are. No matter where we are, Yahweh always gave us, by his law, a way to know the time, his appointed time. For instance, let's go to the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter, and see what the true and living Elohim is going to reveal to us. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Look what he told us. In the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms, this is what it reads in the first verse. It says, the heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. That means the sky, the firmament, the heavens, not the heavens of heaven. That's where Yahweh dwells. But he's talking about the sky. Just like he told us, he said he gave us a rainbow. When we see that bow in the clouds, he said he made it for all flesh to know as an everlasting covenant that he'll never destroy the earth again with water. My people, do you think the Almighty don't want you to acknowledge his lights? Do you think he don't want you to declare his glory and the things that he made with his own fingers? We have become so citified and Babylonianized and Americanized and Westernized that we don't stop opening our eyes. And some of us don't know how to plant. Some of us is learning how to plant. Some of us don't even know the signs in heaven. And Yahweh, when he made us, all of our holy days revolved around agriculture. Our crops, in the times of the seasons that we were to bring it. But guess what? We at the House of Israel of Atlanta and all of our fellow brothers and sisters that have joined unto us in our endeavor to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel, and that's the people that listen in and watch in every Sabbath day, that listen in to this broadcast, that we're trying to bring our hearts together and all of our resources together so that we can fulfill the word of the Almighty by trying to get our people out of darkness. That's called loving your neighbors yourself and not just caring about yourself and your own ideologies and philosophies or other people's. But it's time for us to get together as a nation. We have lost our whole sense of our culture. We were an agrarian people, my people. We were people who digged in the earth. We were farmers. And we're going to return back to farming again. We had crops. We had cattle. But my people, we don't want to be somebody that somebody just got to tell us things and trust in it. Yahweh wants us to get back to acknowledge him and his great creations. And he said the heavens declare his glory, his splendor, his majesty, day unto day utter his speech. And night unto night showeth knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And guess what? If you don't believe this, that's exactly what the heathen wants you to do. He don't want you to think that those lights mean nothing. And many of our people and leaders of our people have been so duped and brainwashed, they don't even acknowledge the lights themselves. They don't care what the light looks like. They don't care if it's the month of Abib or the month of the black eyed peas, because they have been thrust away from the law of Yahweh. And Yahweh has established for us to declare the glory of Elohim. The heavens declared, and he told us to do the same thing. He said, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So in other words, Yahweh is letting us know, you don't hear sounds from the moon, nor from the sun. But guess what? They utter speech day unto day. The sun, the moon, the stars. These are light indicators of time. That's why the scriptures say that we worked from the morning till the stars appeared. Because that's a set time. That's the beginning of evening. When you start seeing the stars, when the sun is declining to go down, when you see the sunset, that's sunset. That's not sundown. There's a difference between sunset, when you see the orange color, and sundown. There's a difference. And Yahweh wanted us to know the differences of time. And right here, he's letting us know that the heavens is declaring his glory. What did he tell Abraham? He told Abraham, look in the heavens. Try to number the stars. So shall your seed be, which will not be numbered. So he's letting you know that he didn't mind Abraham acknowledging the stars. But it says Abraham believed and trusted Yah. So it wasn't necessary for him to number because he trusts Yahweh. But he always told us to look up, to look up in the heaven, look up in the signs. He said their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words, oh my goodness, their words to the end of the world. The sun that Yahweh brings let you know is day. The moon and the stars, when they dominate in the night, they're letting you know what time it is. It's night. And Yahweh told us something, y'all, that we better understand that the heathens is working real hard to make sure that you don't. That if you don't acknowledge and believe in and keep these ordinances that he made, he said he going to kill us. Now, let me prove that. Let's go to Jeremiah 31 in the time that we have left. And, of course, it ain't too late. Hallelujah. I'm glad and I praise Yahweh that right now the people want to listen. I don't blame you. That's why he gave us two ears and one mouth. Hallelujah. Look what he told us in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. In the 35th verse, let's look what it said. Thus said Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar, Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, said Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Oh, my goodness. So, y'all, we better pay close attention to understanding the ordinances that entails our life and the length of our days. And the heathen, he loved for you not to acknowledge these lights that he made for signs, for seasons, for days, for years, to give light on earth, the sun by day, right here, and the moon and the stars by night that you're reading right here in the 35th verse. He would love for you to know and not to know that he made the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. That he made the sun to divide the day from the night. He would love for you to depart from them ordinances. He would love, Satan would love you, because that's what would have to crawl into our spirit, for us to even think that we don't have to see the lights, that we don't have to acknowledge the ordinances that he put him up there for. Yahweh is letting us know, and we ought to know better. And if we don't, let's learn. Let's learn the ordinances of Yahweh. He gave them to us. He gave them to us. And of course, it goes further, my people. Go to Jeremiah 33. Go to Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh. Jeremiah 33. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad. I'm so happy to know the truth of Yahweh. I'm so jubilated that the true and living Elohim has given us the truth. Look what he says in the 33rd verse of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. He told us, look what it says in verse 20 and 19. It says, and the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their seasons. My people, that means day and night has appointed times. Hallelujah. He didn't never say how long night was. He didn't have to. He didn't never say how long a day is. But guess what? We know day means light, and darkness is night. And we know that he made the sun to rule the day, and the moon and stars to rule as a light by night. And he made a covenant with day and an everlasting covenant with night. And he said out of his lips, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off. That's what they're saying about us. They can't wait to see us cut our own throats by thinking you don't have to worry about no lights. Thus they have despised my people. Some of our people hate themselves, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus said Yahweh, if my covenant be not with the day and the night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. Read those ordinances in Genesis, the first chapter, my people. Then I'll cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Hallelujah. My people, I pray to the true and living Elohim, and we're going to open the phone lines up right now. I pray that Yahweh will bless you to understand the ordinances that he has decreed in the heavens, because they'll never change. Seasons change, the weather change, me and you may change, but Yahweh never changes. Hallelujah. We're going right to area code 919. Shalom, shalom. You on air?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What's going on with you, though?
Praise Yahweh. How you doing, my beloved brother Elijah? What's going on, son?
Man,
what's
I'm
happening?
And I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I just want to call in and say praise the mighty Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Had a good time. Praise Yahweh. He brought me down there today, me and my class. And
yeah,
we had a real wonderful time, man, you know what I'm saying, for the Sabbath day and for the new year, you know what I mean, the new moon. And I praise Yahweh Almighty, man, for the knowledge. It's just such a wonderful time. That had to be probably like the best Sabbath, new moon, and new year I ever had, you know what I'm saying? So I praise Yahweh for that, you know what I'm saying?
Praise Yahweh. It really was a wonderful time, brother. I have joy, and the congregation, you and Yosiah and the rap songs, y'all was singing, and man, it was just joyous time. They still talking about that great time that everybody had. They still talking about it.
Praise y'all. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, man, it was a pleasure, man. All glory to y'all. I just wanted to give my, you know what I'm saying, shout outs to the Most High. Let everybody know I love them, you know what I'm saying? And may y'all bless and keep everybody, you feel me?
Praise Yahweh. We love you, brother. Stay strong. Yahweh bless and keep. Tell the congregation, shalom, shalom.
All right, now, hallelujah. One.
Yah, one. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Well, it looks like we're about out of time. So I praise Yahweh. I praise him for the sun. I praise him for the moon and the stars that he made. I praise him for the trees. I praise him for the sky. I praise him that he has made heaven and earth. I praise him that he has given us understanding, those that would seek to know the word of the Almighty. Because this has been a blessed broadcast. This has been a blessed time. And I thank Yahweh that Yahweh has opened our minds, that we would understand that we better know the seasons that he gave to us, the appointed times, and the importance of us knowing when they begin and when they end. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And in the meantime, my people, may the Holy One of Israel continue to bless and to keep you and to have mercy upon our people, so that we can raise up Jacob and give them the words of the Almighty. We love you. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. Hallelujah.